The main point on the agenda is whether or not we should diversify into the audio market, and I'd like to hear your views on this. But first of all, can you give us the background, Simon?
Yes, as you all know, we are already selling audio products under Tabeach's brand name. And although we had positive sales figures for the last three quarters, this quarter has dropped by 21%.
How does that affect our overall profit, Simon?
Can I come back to that in a minute, Sarah?
Sure.
So, based on our success with Tabeach's products, I believe it's time to put our own label on these products.
Can I come in here, Simon? Don't we have a contract with Tabeachy for 3 years?
Yes, but it doesn't state exclusivity. There's absolutely no reason why we can't continue distributing under Tabeachy and
Tabeachy aren't going to like that.
market our own products at the same time. Now, looking at production costs, it seems that
Can
on.
I say something?
Sarah?
Our contract with Tabeachy is worth nearly 3 million euros a year. I was just wondering if it's a good idea to go in direct competition with them.
Look, we have to take the initiative at some stage, Sarah, and we still have 2 years to run on the contract. 2 years is a long time in a digital audio business.
Yes, but hang on a second.
Please let me finish. Now, production costs are not as high as you might think. If we cut.